Good morning. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Happy to be back with you on this Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Winsky Brothers. Sam Wirt, joined by Kyle Etherington here in studio. And we've got a couple of guests in studio already, fresh off a big win last night over Frankfort. A couple of Bulldogs from Clinton Central. They won 30-0 yesterday over Frankfort. And we've got Coach Fenley in the studio with us, as well as quarterback Creed Menon. Guys, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Doing pretty good.
Well, let's just get some quick thoughts from you guys on the game last night. What did you think of your team's performance? And obviously happy to come out with a victory.
Well, I was very pleased defensively. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen our defense play like that in 4 years I've been playing. Our middle linebacker play was amazing, getting downhill. We were staying disciplined on defense. I mean, we were just really doing nothing fancy and doing our responsibility and just doing our job.
Yeah, it was really awesome to see how disciplined the defense played against Frankfort, who goes with kind of that option look. And every play, I mean, three guys can get the ball, and anytime they pitched it to the outside, it seemed like it was a tackle for loss.
Yeah, so like we were really, really stressing this week pursuit to the ball just because of that, the option, like how it can like scare you, right? Like if you don't play good, disciplined pursuit football, it would be nothing for them to get by us. So we really stressed, containing the outside, squeezing everything back in. And then, like Creed said, like we had phenomenal inside linebacker play. I mean, Caleb Griffey, sophomore, starting, 8 solo tackles, 4 assists, and a fumble recovery. And then we've got a great pair of wheels in Elijah Gunderson and Blaine Gill came in last night. And like, I mean, Keaton Canaday. Like, we got some really good inside linebackers now. Our defensive line, Jordan Wolf and Colin Mooneyhan, like, were crazy last night, And then Amron played a great game. The all balls, Keaton and Kyson did really well locking down the outside at corner. And then Creed and Shelley over the top. So, I mean, like, it was a really good. And then we had some really good young guys come in. We were able to get some spot subs in last night, get some Friday night time. So, feeling really good. The offense got turning there in the second quarter, and second, third quarter was really, really, really good for us. We had to block field goal that we literally practiced going the opposite way. And during the week, we were going to go from the right, and we ended up sending them from the left, and it worked out. So, by and large, it was a great senior night. I thought it was good to celebrate our seniors' first night of the season. Great weather, fans. Game of the week was phenomenal. It was a really, really, really good game.
A little bit of a slow start for the offense. Got down in the red zone a couple of times, but couldn't convert. But then you had the opportunity to lean on your defense. So it wasn't like it was a lot of pressure on you guys when you didn't score the first couple of possessions because the defense was playing so well.
Yeah, I mean, we gave up 90 yards total offense. They didn't cross the 50. I was really shocked. But I guess sometimes like you don't see it as much because it doesn't feel. But like they had 7 first downs, but it didn't feel like it was that, right? So like we held them, a lot to 4 down. Like we held them, they would go for it on 4th, and we'd hold them, and like we were hitting last night, so it was a good night all around.
And one thing I was especially impressed with is it just seemed as if the crowd was just loud. And it kind of had that old Clinton Central feel of that sound doesn't just make noise. There's a feeling of it. Did you kind of experience that on the field? And, either way, what was it like for you just experiencing that wild emotion last night, especially for the first game of the brand new season?
I think it just started with pregame and our energy. Like, we got done doing our jumping jacks. We were going crazy. Jordan Wolf was bringing the energy, slapping people's helmets. And the other thing was senior night, too, for sure. Like, we'd run through that tunnel, and we were just going crazy, and I just felt like it just carried on all night. It was an 8-0 game for a while in the first half, so the crowd was really getting into it. And then we had couple big plays like the blocked field goal, and I feel like that's just a great way to end the half, and then we score when the time is at 0-0-0. So,
well, what do you say to each other when you slap a teammate in the helmet? I mean, because, you know, we tried to do that at my house when we were little kids. We'd end up getting sent to our room. So, you know, kind of describe the celebrations. Do you practice those? I mean, what can you say on air that's appropriate for us to know? I mean, what do you guys say when you're slapping each other and getting each other hyped up like that?
Yeah, we try to start that at practice throughout the week, like when we're doing team defense. Like, we want to fly down and hit the ball like we're doing in any game. And so when we corral like that and everybody's getting in on it, it's just fun. And I mean, a lot of stuff I definitely can't say on here. That's for sure.
Oh, no, see, this is where you say, no, we're all good. We don't say anything bad. We're all good. But at least you're admitting it. I'll give you credit for that one.
Mm-hmm. The refs last night, actually, I mean, our mouths were not may have been the best sometimes, but the refs didn't seem to mind last night. Sometimes that's not the case, though.
It was the first game back for them, too.
Yeah, they had to knock off some rust, too.
Yeah, so I'm sure they were probably cursing themselves a little bit as well. But, Coach, speaking of the officials, first week, you always know there's going to be a lot of laundry on the field and everything like that. What did you see as far as stuff that is very concerning versus stuff that is kind of like, well, we'll get that cleaned up in a week. It's just first week jitters. And how do you kind of distinguish between the two when it comes to the penalties and everything like that? Because both teams, you know, you could tell it was week one. It wasn't week nine for a lot of the players.
Yeah, so we had 9 penalties for 55 yards. So, I mean, clearly some stuff to clean up. Look, at the end of the day, you know, we got a couple of false starts on defense. I'm not going to cut their teeth. You know what I mean? Like, if we're playing defense like we did last night and we got to sacrifice a couple encroachments because we're that hungry to get some, you know, and then, like, we had a couple snap issues. I think that just probably could be a couple different things. Young center, you know, we're going to go back. In fact, I was talking to Creed about it this morning. We're going to go back, and maybe it's the way a defensive lineman's aligning, maybe like if they're lining head up, we'll go back. But I mean, by and large, I'm not too concerned. I mean, you know, the single wing that we run is very similar to the option, and you know, like it's designed to ground and pound. You know what I mean? So like you anticipate a first quarter of attrition, right, where you're just pounding on each other, and then eventually the dam breaks one way or the other, right? Either your offense breaks out or your defense breaks and gives up. And we were just fortunate enough last night that everything broke our way.
Well, one thing that I especially enjoyed is if a mistake was made, somebody would immediately, number one, pick that guy up, pat him on the back, say, hey, next play, next possession, things like that. And then, as you said, the defense just came to play. And if there was a mistake on either side of the ball, there was somebody making a play to make up for it as well. So that shows a lot of good team camaraderie and everything like that.
Yeah, I was really impressed by that. I wanted to talk a little bit more, Creed, about your play. You and Amron Barrett were the Farmers Bank players of the game. Creed, you had 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air. Amron had a great game on the ground, had a couple of really nice plays in the return game with that recovering that blocked field goal. So just talk about what you saw from your teammate Amron Barrett and the play that he had last night.
Yeah, we know our identity is running the football, and anytime we can get the ball into Amron's hands, we know he's going to run as hard as he can right through the hole. So, I mean, the offensive line was doing very well last night and blocking good for everybody, and the counter was open too. When we're running our normal play to the strong side, the counter is working well too, so I mean, we were just running the ball well, and we know that's our identity. And Amron made some big plays, too, not only on offense, but he was playing good on defense. And then special teams, he was lights out last night, too. So, I mean, we didn't want to do anything fancy. Like I said, on defense, we're the same with offense. We're just playing our game and being ourselves.
Let's talk about that last play at the end of the first half. That was our Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union play of the game. And you guys got one on time down, no time on the clock, 26-yard line. Walk me through what you were thinking on that play and what you saw from the defense and then from your teammate Luke Shelley.
Well, we called that play, and I pretty much walked up to Luke Shelley, and I was like, I'm probably going to throw the vert here. I mean, it really seems like my only option here. I didn't want to throw a pick before halftime, though, so I was a little cautious of that. But, I mean, that wasn't me. That was all him. It was a jump ball. I threw it a little short of the end zone. I got hit as I threw, and he went up, 50-50 ball, caught it, and he even made that extra 3-yard effort, and he cramped in the process, but that was a really good play from Luke Shelley.
His hands just seemed to sneak right in front of the defender as well, too. No special spin or anything like that. That was all Luke Shelley cramping up and everything. When you get a cramp, I don't think a lot of people understand just how awful these things can be. Kind of, in so many words, kind of describe that feeling and what is kind of the process of getting yourself back in that mental state, but also the physical state to get over those.
Well, I was telling you guys that it doesn't hurt, so I didn't want to show the crowd that I was injured or anything. But, I mean, it's just kind of an annoying thing. Like, you know exactly what's happening, and you get up and you feel it, and you physically can't run sometimes, but you just know you can fix it quickly. Get on the sideline, stretch, walk, drink water, and then usually after about 3-5 minutes, you're ready to go. And you want to get back in there, so.
Well, I think I told Sam last night, I said, whatever they're drinking, I'll have double because, you know, the amount of just energy that you guys came out with and everything like that was just very impressive. Coach, I'll turn it back over to you. Next game, you got Faith Christian. They're coming off a win against Irvington Prep. What are you looking most forward to with that team, but what are you not looking forward to with that team coming up?
Well, I mean, I'll have to go back. Like, we haven't even exchanged film yet, so I'll have to go back and break it down. Looking forward to another opportunity to play on a Friday night. You know, they got a new stadium. It's going to be their first home game in the said stadium. So, like, we would love nothing more to come over and spoil, you know, first
a christening, a Bulldog christening of the First Order, right?
Absolutely. You know, and there's something to be said about facing an option team, but like when you get a team that does a little more of a traditional offense, like you can kind of spread it out a little bit, your defense, go back to your three-man front. You know what I mean? You can do some different things, and that's when you can really start. Like, it was hard last night to do any blitzing or stunning because, like, you don't want to ever put anybody out of position, right? So we were great on defense schematically execution, but like as far as like any type of depth of play, like we didn't call anything last night. I think we blitzed the linebackers like twice maybe the whole game. Like so you look kind of forward to maybe now be able to do a little more traditional. You know, it's almost like in college football when one of those Power Five plays like an academy, Army or Navy or whatever, right? Like, seems like they always give them a fit just because, like, that triple option, if you're good at it, man, it's tough to defend, even at the college level.
Absolutely. Talking with Clinton Central head coach Jeremy Fenley and senior quarterback Creed Menon after their win against Frankfort last night, 30-0, and got to be happy to come out with the first win of the season. We talked to you earlier on, and, you know, winning the county is a big thing for all the county schools, and able to get the first one, and then obviously Clinton Prairie will be up ahead in a couple of weeks. So just kind of talk about how you kind of build off of this going through the rest of the season.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, like, for our team is now we know what the standard is. You know, so sometimes when you find your identity, you're still trying to figure out, like, regulation points, like where do you press? Where do you pull? How do you shift? How do you adjust? I think last night we just shown, you know, what our full capabilities are, especially from the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we played phenomenal on special teams, like all three levels last night, I felt like, you know, and, you know, shout out to the team because I felt last night was the first time that they were completely engaged with us coaches, like they were coachable. Like, I remember looking out and being like, hey, punch the ball, they'll turn it over, and no kidding, like the very next play, like they all punch the ball and we got to take one.
It was so, like UFC fighting there for a while, man. I would have gone into the fetal position if it had been me, because they were coming in hot and heavy and very fast too, anytime anybody got stood up. So that's a definite credit to you guys.
You know, and then I would like to just make a comment about, you know, the question earlier about the crowd. There was a point last night, like I could just feel the crowd, and I just, to the degree to where I turned around and did like a panoramic view, and I just instantly had like a 90s flashback. I was like, heck yeah, like we're getting there slowly but surely, but like we are making this a destination again. So it felt really good. A lot of young Bulldogs there last night, high-fiving, coming out on the field. You know, no juice, no use. Like, I feel like we've got a rally cry and we've got something for the community to rally around. And it was really, really, really fun atmosphere last night.
And before we wrap things up, I wanted to quickly talk about the belt. The Havoc belt, is that what it is?
Yeah, the Havoc belt.
So you guys caused a lot of havoc last night, so I'm sure that was being passed around quite a bit.
So it was. Amor Barrett was the winner. Could have had a couple. Like I said, like Caleb Griffey was definitely in the running, but I just felt for everything that Amron was doing last night, like that just seems like that guy was all over the field in all aspects, you know, blocking, you know, getting that PAT and setting us up. And, you know, we put his hand in the dirt last night, had him playing defensive end, and that's not really Amron's position. He's more of a stand-up guy, right? But, like, he didn't complain. Like, that's what I love about our team, right? Like, no matter if it's hard times, great times, like, we just we're never mentally out of any play. Like, we fight the whole time. Kids are engaged, you know, and it wasn't like that a few years ago, right? Like, it was hard to, like, we would always talk about, like, once a shoe drops, like, we were just anticipating the other shoe. So, like, we just kind of played hesitantly expecting that other shoe to drop. Well, now we're dropping the shoe. You know what I mean? So, like, feeling really good about it.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the win, and good luck next week against Faith Christian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Coach Jeremy Finley and quarterback Creed Menon with Clinton Central. We'll be right back on Inside the Huddle. Stay tuned. We've got more interviews coming up right now.
You know, at Winsky Brothers, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take our customers seriously. Whether you're hauling scrap metal, shopping for new or used steel, or need one of our roll-off waste containers, we're here to help. Sure, we're kind of famous for that giant 70-foot truck scale, but what really matters is you, our community. I'm Jim Byers, and we're grateful for your trust, your business, and even your jokes when you stop by. From all of us at Winsky Brothers, thank you. Find us at 751 West Washington Street or online at winskybrothers.com.
Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, right after Party Line, WILO and Boone 102.7 bring you a moment of pure positivity. It's the pet of the day. In partnership with the Clinton County Humane Society, we shine the spotlight on adoptable dogs and cats just waiting to meet their new best friend. Maybe that's you. You'll hear their names, their stories, and what makes each one special. Whether they're playful pups, curious kittens, or wise old souls, these shelter residents are ready for a forever home. So tune in, fall in love, and help spread the word. Because sometimes, the right tail wag or gentle purr is just a broadcast away. That's Pet of the Day, every Tuesday and Thursday. Only on WILO and Boone 102.7, where every animal has their moment to shine. Brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Encompass Credit Union, Travelers Point Distillery, Aaron's Flooring, and Blue Fox Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Proud supporter of Second Chances and Furry Friends.
There's more than corn in Indiana. There's a great resort where you can plan a vacation. That's a lot of fun for each at Indiana Beach.
Did you miss out on your summer outing plans last year?
Then let Indiana Beach host your group event this season.
Whether it's a company outing, family reunion, or just your neighborhood get-together, Indiana Beach can host your party starting at only 15 people.
Visit IndianaBeach.com for more details.
See you and your group at the beach.
Get ready, Rossville. It's time for the Summer's End Festival at the Town Park. Friday night, enjoy craft and food vendors, a cakewalk, helicopter rides, carnival rides and games, the beer garden, and live music from Lloyd Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday, the fun starts with a car show and a parade at 10 o'clock, then monster truck rides, vendors, the beer garden, and live music from Outlaw Nation. And don't miss the big fireworks show at 9:45. It's the perfect way to wrap up summer. Bring the whole family to the Rossville Summer End Festival this Friday and Saturday.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
Back now on Inside the Huddle. Sam Wirt, Kyle Etherington here on Inside the Huddle. You can listen to Inside the Huddle like you are doing now, hopefully, and on WILO. 96.9, 1570 AM, and 102.7 FM. You can listen online via the ClintonCountyDailyNews.com or the WILO app, or you can now watch on Hoosierland TV, which we're excited about doing that. And if you miss any part of today's show, it'll be up on Clinton County Daily News and on Spotify under Inside the Huddle and
Do
Casper
we really
Media.
Cause that much trouble that now they need video evidence of what we're doing during these shows and everything?
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
Let's get right to our next coach's interview. And we've got Carroll Cougar coach Blake Betzner on the line. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Wonderful. Congratulations. 41-6 victory over Caston last night. Yeah, your team played well pretty much on all sides of the ball. You got a slow start in that first quarter, but we were able to kind of pick it up from there and went away with the game.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it before the game a little bit with the coaches. You know, we have three guys on the defense that played Friday night football, and we had about four that started on the offensive side of the ball. So a lot of new guys. I was really excited to see them guys just come out and play, and I told him after the game, the thing I'm probably the most proud of is it wasn't real pretty early, but we got better every snap, and they just kind of eased into the game. And then by about the third quarter, what we were hoping for, you know, survive the first half with all these new young guys, and by the third quarter they'd be caught up to speed and playing at a high level. So we were really proud of just not only young guys, but guys hadn't played much Friday night football. They did what we kind of expected, and by third, fourth quarter, they were playing really well.
Yeah, there's always that saying that, at least for like freshmen, by the end of their freshman season, they're no longer freshmen. For new starters on defense, by the end of that first game, you're no longer a new starter on defense. You've been playing there, and you got to start to live up to that. So I want to talk a little bit about Emory Deaton. We've talked so much about him in the preseason this summer. We talked about him a lot last year, but you talk about a trifecta of touchdowns, and he had a punt return, a defensive touchdown, and a rushing touchdown on the day for you guys. What did you see from Emory Deaton?
He's just not only a special player, just a special kid. He lives and breathes football. He loves it, and the kids around him just go towards that. So he's just been a really good role model for all of our young kids. This is what we expect. He doesn't say a lot. Just goes out and does his job. Knows he's going to get full speed the whole time. So Emory Deaton can do anything. Just really proud of him. Just not only a great football player, he's even a better man. So those are the ones you're really excited to see go through your program where, you know, later on in life he scored a lot of touchdowns. He's done a lot of great things. But he's going to make, parents proud. He's going to make himself proud. He's going to do a lot of great things for our community. So, Emory Deaton's a special kid.
And you came in with a new quarterback. Obviously, Luke Tanner graduated, and you bring in Cale Peters. What did you see from him last night?
Yeah, he's another really, not only a good player, a really good kid. He broke his foot in baseball, missed his whole baseball season. Really, really good baseball player, really good pitcher. And, he got cleared on August 4th. So he didn't do anything all summer with us, so he didn't get that ankle cleared until August 4th. So I was really interested to just see how he'd play, and he did a really nice job. Again, never played, with Luke being there, he's never played many offensive snaps on a Friday that mattered. So to get him out there, and again, by second half, he was doing a lot of really good things. I think it slowed down for him, his first pass through an interception, but after that, it really slowed down, and he played really, really well. He's just if you see him, he's 5'11", 190, he's a hammer, and he's fast. So the run game with the wing T stuff has kind of changed, and it's kind of who we are now. So with him going downhill, he's another guy you got to deal with, and he can do a lot of good things.
Switching to the other side of the ball for just a moment, Coach. Got a safety last night to increase the lead to 16-0, and then you almost had a pick six by Landon Hammond, went all the way down to the one-yard line. Kind of talk about the defense a little bit, but I also got to ask you, did he cross the threshold of the goal line? Because a lot of coaches, they get down to the one-yard line, it's almost kind of like a gimme in golf a little bit.
Well, he tells me he did. He wants to go back and relook at that. He told me he definitely passed it. But, yeah, again, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I really did not defensively. We started a nose, Lincoln White, he's a sophomore, started him at nose, and he played unbelievably well. He was after balls. I mean, like, I just didn't know. I didn't know if he would, you know, I knew he'd play okay, but I didn't know he would be the player he was last night. Another kid that played as a sophomore, Don Gary, he played outside linebacker for us, and he made a ton of plays. Again, you know, I think he can do it, but until you get him on the field and being able to do it, you're just not sure. Emery Deaton played middle linebacker. He played outside in the safety for us in the past, so we've moved him into middle linebacker now, and he got us all in the right positions. He got guys, you know, in the right coverages, in the right blitzes. So just having Emery out there as that mouthpiece for the defense, getting us in all the right positions is such as a coach, having those kinds of kids that can be coaches on the field just really allows you to do so many more things. When you've got to, you know, dumb it down and just play, you know, base stuff all the time, you're going to get hurt. With having a guy like him being able to switch things in the middle of the game and him understanding it has just been really helpful. Our DBs, I thought, played really, really well. They have a really good receiver, and I'm not sure he had a catch last night. So, again, they played well, and they came down and hit. That's always another thing. Are your young guys going to be physical? And our young guys were very physical. We had a safety play last night, Kale Hernandez, that had not played varsity football before. He's only about 5'7". I'm probably dripping wet. He's 140 pounds, but he'll come in and hit you, and he did that multiple times last night. So just very happy with a lot of the guys that had questions, Mark. They came out and played really well.
Coming into the season, you guys talked about having a chip on your shoulder, and in our preview a while back, we talked about learning from last year and in some ways not getting over last year, kind of serving as a huge motivator. Kind of talk about how that came to fruition last night in the game, because I would venture to guess there's probably some very tired muscles today for your team, but I'm sure there are some guys that are wanting to get right back in the weight room and keep on working today.
Yeah, and we kind of left it like that. We got to get better every practice. I mean, you know, we're happy, you know, to the point we got to. Well, we had a lot of cramping issues last night. That was one of the big things. So I told him Monday, there's going to be a lot of running on Monday. We're going to get our bodies in a little bit better shape, I think. We haven't had to do that. We're playing a lot of guys both ways, and that's something we haven't had to do in the past. But we've had to do it. We're having to do it now. So we got to get their bodies in a little bit better shape. So they know Monday comes, it's going to be a little rougher Monday than usual. We talked about just what are your expectations before the game. Where do you see this program? Where do you want this program to be? And I think they took it on. I think they, you know, and they know where we want to get to, and we know we're not even close to that. I mean, and then the game, if we don't get a lot better in the next few weeks, we're not going to have anywhere close to the season we want to have. So we got a lot to work on. That's fun as a coach, because you take them here and you keep building each and every week. But we got a lot of steps to move forward. I thought we were okay last night, but there's a lot of things we can improve on. So that complacency piece that we've talked about, if we stay where we're at, we're not going to have a very good season. So we need to build.
And one thing especially is no rest for the weary. Even though the humidity is coming down, at least in this false fall that we're experiencing right now, McConaughey coming up this week, big time winner, 61-20 over Wabash. Thoughts on them so far? Looking forward.
Oh, that's what an experience our kids are going to have. This is a team that lost to Lures, had a pretty good shot to beat Lures in the regional last year. Obviously, Lures played in the state championship. They're about 3-4 minutes away from being the state championship last year. And they bring back a lot of their players. So their quarterback's back. They got a lot of speed. Defensively, they're good. This is a they remind me a lot of West Lafayette. If I had to, you know, pick a team they resemble, they beat West Lafayette last year in the sectional. So that's who we're going to go play. We're going to go play a really, really good 3A football team that has a lot of skill and moves the ball everywhere and, you know, big up front. So we're excited for our kids. This is a, you know, a week two game that we haven't had in the past that they're going to spread us out and they're going to test our athletes and they're going to man up front, and it's going to be a really good challenge for us. So we're excited for that. But yeah, it's a really good football team over there in Bunker Hill area.
Yeah, it's going to be a great test for your guys' squad and just kind of see where you guys are at early on in the season. And you talked about, you know, you wanted to kind of boost up, beef up the schedule a little bit because you went into last year's playoffs and you felt like you didn't get tested a lot during the regular season. There was some good games, some close games, but you wanted a big test early on in the season to kind of set a marker, okay, here's where we're at early in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good mark for us. We're going to find out, you know, if we think we're close to being that level. I mean, I talked to my wife this morning, you know, after watching them. I said, you know, we won't play a better team this year unless we play in the state championship. I mean, in 1A football, I think that's they're that skilled, they're that athletic. They could be, you know, they could be in the 3A state championship, no doubt. They have that. I mean, they could have been last year. They have an opportunity again this year. So, if you know, we go out and do what we need to do and it's a heck of a game, we kind of know where we're at. You know, if it goes south, we got to get a lot better. So, to me, the only good things can come out of this week. We compete with a really, really good 3A football team, or we're not where we should be and we got a lot of work to do. So, next Saturday, I think we can have positives all the way around.
Talking with Carroll head coach Blake Betzner. And coach, before we wrap up, obviously you talked about the cramping. What's one thing, other thing that you guys kind of want to work on after watching a game, a full four quarters of your team? What's one thing you're kind of taking into this next week as a goal to work on?
I was really frustrated early on, especially in the first half. We didn't win the line of scrimmage. Caston's going to win some games. They're physical. They got some good back. They're going to give a lot of people a run for their money. I mean, I thought for the first half they competed very, very well. But I thought about mid of the first quarter we did not win the line of scrimmage, and that's unacceptable in my opinion. You know, because I've told them a million times, as soon as you lose the line of scrimmage, you're losing the game. And at one point last, you know, the game last night, we were not winning the line of scrimmage. So if we don't win the line of scrimmage, you know, next week or the week after, whatever week that is, we're not going to have a lot of success. So we're going to go back to work winning that line of scrimmage.
Well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate you coming on and talking about your 41-6 victory over Caston. And we congratulate you on that and wish you good luck next week.
Thank you guys for covering us. We really appreciate it.
That's Carroll head coach Blake Betzner after the Cougars took down the Comets 41-6. We will be right back with another interview. You're listening to Inside the Huddle.
Did you know the Man of Steel works in Frankfurt?
Superman?
No, Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers. Winsky's is famous for their new and used steel sales and scrap metal processing. They also offer roll-off waste removal, and now they're continuing their improvements with new computer software to have you in and out faster than Superman can fly.
Faster than Superman?
See for yourself at 751 West Washington Street or visit WinskyBrothers.com.
Winsky Brothers, the superheroes of steel.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast. Today we'll have a slight chance of afternoon showers, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool. You might want a light jacket. We'll see a low of 55. Sunday, it's going to be sunny and a high of 75. Monday, sunny and a high of 70. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Real-time weather radar 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, our first live episode of Inside the Huddle. We're really excited about being back. We were pretty fired up last night with the first football game of the season. We got the game of the week in between Clinton Central and Frankfort, and just waiting on Coach Justin Kinsey to call in. We got a little bit of time to recap some of the scores from last night. We want to thank our sponsor, Winsky Brothers. Could not do the show without our generous sponsor, Winsky Brothers. So thank you to them. And thank you to all our Hoosierland TV sponsors. You can now watch Inside the Huddle on Hoosierland TV. So head over to HoosierlandTV.com and watch us in studio. We have a lot of fun in here. And so thanks for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's episode, you can catch it again tomorrow right back here on WILO at 7 o'clock in the Inside the Huddle replay. You can watch or listen to it online at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Go to the local sports tab and then click the Inside the Huddle tab. All the latest episodes there for your listening pleasure. And then also you can listen on Spotify. If you search Inside the Huddle, search Casper Media, it should come up. And we also share some of that information on X, formerly Twitter. You can follow Hoosierland _TV, where we post pictures of the players of the game, the play of the game. We'll put information about other games going on. So let's talk about a couple of other games that happened across the county and in our local teams last night. Clinton Prairie, who we'll talk with head coach Schlicker here in just about 15 minutes. Clinton Prairie fell to Frontier 37-26. Beat down for Delphi. They won 54-0 over Benton Central. Lebanon fell to Pendleton Heights 22-14. Western Boone fell to Tri-West. It's a former Sagamore Conference matchup, but Tri-West staying in the Sagamore. Western Boone now in the Monon Athletic Conference with the Hot Dogs. Tri-West won that one 35-7. And then an interesting one, Sheridan was down 29-12 against Greenwood Christian, came back and won that one, scored 20 straight unanswered points, won that one 32-29. So with the first game without the legendary head coach Bud Wright, Jake Chesney gets his first win for the Sheridan Blackhawks. If you missed that one, you can watch that one. You could have watched that one on Hoosierland TV. You can watch all the Sheridan football games thanks to our partners with Bragg Sports Network. Those are available also on HoosierlandTV.com. If you miss any of the games that we do, you can go back and watch those on HoosierlandTV.com. And we doesn't look like we're going to connect with head coach Justin Kinsey today, but let's kind of talk a little bit more about that game from last night for people that did not get a chance to watch it or just kind of want a recap of that game from yesterday. Clinton Central wins against Frankfort 30-0. The Bulldogs and Hot Dogs were tied 0-0 going into the second quarter before the Bulldogs put a nice drive together, scored, got the two-point conversion to make it 8-0, and then like we talked about with Creed Menon and Jeremy Fenley, scoring with no time remaining in the first half clock, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
One thing in particular with that play is it was so exciting, and the major thing that I think definitely made that whole end of the half sequence possible is that horse collar penalty, because if you don't get that penalty, you're essentially the half's done and you're going to the locker room. You're only up 8 points, but then you're able to get that penalty. You get a lot easier throw. Not that a 25 yard throw is that easy by any means. And then you have a couple of players just make a couple of really great plays. So from that point on, it just seemed like Clinton Central could do no wrong. And as they said last night, very few yards from the defense given up. And there had some feel in the building last night a lot. And one thing that I was especially remarking to Sam about that was really, really cool is you had a lot of people tailgating before the game. And, you know, granted, it was the hot dogs. They had a special thing going on where they, you know, eat the hot dogs and everything like that, giving away free hot dogs in the student section. But it was really great to see, although I do feel bad for a lot of people that were struggling to put their tents up just a little bit because of the canopies were not exactly opening too well. And if anybody's ever tried to open one of those up with just yourself, there were a few people struggling mightily on that. So a good night all around, but definitely some places that people can improve upon, whether it be on the field or off the field with tailgating. And Sam, I got to ask you about this. You got your Notre Dame shirt on right now, and we're talking about tailgating. Thoughts on the upcoming Irish schedule? We allowed Jamie to have his piece to talk about Purdue and Notre Dame football. So I kind of want to get your response to what he thought on Friday's party line.
I think we got a really good schedule this year, the Irish do. And I told some people, you know, if we get past the Boise State game with one loss,
the Big Blue,
I think we'll be fine because it's a tough start to the schedule outside of Purdue because that'll be a cakewalk. But
I'm not saying a word. I'm keeping my mouth shut. Lines are open.
So tough start to the schedule. Got to go at Miami, home against Texas A&M, a sneaky at Arkansas game. So that will be a little tough. But I think the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are going to have another really good season. I'm excited for freshman quarterback C.J. Carr. He won the starting job, so he's going to be fun to watch. How about your Hoosiers with the new transfer quarterback in Mendoza?
Fernando Mendoza, 6'5", 225 pounds, junior red shirt. Might have read up on him just a little bit. One thing that I found interesting is that Kurt Cignetti has known him for quite a while because I believe his brother might be at IU currently. So they've had multiple conversations. I believe right now in Mel Kiper's top five, top 10 draft picks. I know as a Colts fan, I'm not supposed to like Mel Kiper very much because of past history and everything, but he's got him listed in the top five of quarterbacks in this upcoming draft. And one thing that I especially enjoyed reading as an IU fan is that he's going to be able to have a better supporting cast around him than what he had at Cal last year. So if they can stay healthy, and if the 12th man can come out, and if Hoosier the Bison can get everybody fired up the way they did on social media, I think the sky's the limit for the Hoosiers this year.
And we'll just offer our one free pick for, you know, this is not college game day, but the week zero kicking off college football, Iowa State, Kansas State, you got a pick there?
I have not read up on anything. I know they're playing in Ireland right now. I know that the pubs are probably getting ready to go since yesterday because it's just a fun atmosphere just to go in and hang out with your friends. But I have got at least one former coach and one former basketball player that would find me and beat the living poo out of me if I didn't pick the Cyclones. So I'm going to go with the Cyclones out of fear of former players. How about yourself?
I'll take Kansas State just to, you know, be different. But
Sammy Molson, that one was for you, okay? I'm still afraid of you.
There we go. We'll be right back with quarter number four of Inside the Huddle. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winsky Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
What does life after service look like? You might think it means slowing down or taking a step back. But for the VFW, it means stepping up. Fighting for veterans' benefits, rebuilding communities when disaster strikes, and evolving to meet today's veterans where they are. Because a veteran's mission never truly ends, and neither does ours. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
The NTT IndyCar Series is back on track.
Power takes a look to the inside into turn number one. The battle for the race lead is on in turn two.
Crew goes to work. The crew will put a full round in that front. Wait,
down and away. 6.1 seconds. Award.
He gets around Rinus VK. That final lap car, as does Will Power. It's mano-a-mano from this point on.
Listen to the NTT IndyCar Series at the Milwaukee Mile. Live this Sunday.
Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. on AM 1570, 96.9 FM, WILO, and Boom 102.7. WILO is proud to partner with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network to bring you all of the excitement of IndyCar racing at IMS on WILO. Brought to you in part by Big O Tire, City of Frankfort Community Development, Encompass Credit Union, Shoop's Country Foods, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, Esserman Best One Tire and Auto, Wampler's Services Incorporated, the City of Frankfort Parks Department, Jerry's Body Shop, TC Trailers, Martin Brothers TV and Appliances, and Tier 1 Meat Company.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Wirt, Kyle Etherington. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Winske Brothers. You're listening to Inside the Huddle here on WILO. You can also watch Inside the Huddle on HoosierLandTV.com, and you can catch the episode. If you missed it, you can catch it on Clinton County Daily News, or you can catch it on Spotify, or you can go back and watch it again on HoosierLandTV.com. Now in studio with us is Clinton Prairie head coach Kurt Schlicker. Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing well. Obviously, anytime you start the year off and you don't win your first game, right, you kind of feel down in the dumps for a brief period of time. But, the reality is that there's a lot of teams that won today, or won last night, I should say, that, you know, think they're really good and they're probably not that good. And there's a lot of teams that lost last night that think they're pretty bad and they're probably not that bad. So, you got to watch the film and go from there. But I think we came out of the game relatively healthy, and that's always a good thing.
Frontier wins that one 37-26. A little bit of a slower start for you guys. Frontier gets the first score. They recover a fumble on the kickoff and go up 15-0. And then your team started to settle in a little bit. What did you see from the first quarter of last night's game?
You know, I think both teams' first drive, you know, they were able to stop us and we were able to stop them. That fumble on the kickoff obviously was a big play because they turned that turnover into points where we got a nice stop and we weren't able to punch it in early in the game. But, you know, we rebounded. Right, you get into halftime, it's a two-point game, which just means it was a difference of them kicking a couple extra points. We felt really good, where we were at halftime. So I give our kids credit. You know, it's easy when you get down 15-0 to think, oh, my goodness, what's wrong? The next thing you know, right, or whatever it was, 16-0, we're right back in that game with a lot of good plays.
And the big conversation that we had this offseason was about the quarterback room. Gage Kuzmics, Brady Allen, Kai Jacobs, all really good quarterbacks, and they showed it last year. And you went with kind of a combination of all three of them a little bit more, Gage Kuzmics, and then you kind of went to Brady Allen a little bit more in that second half. Talk me through the process of figuring out how we're going to rotate these QBs in.
Well, you know, there's no ideal situation, right, if you've got multiple. But it is ideal from the standpoint we've got three very, very capable players back there. So, you know, Gage is coming off surgery in the offseason. You know, he missed the entire baseball season. So he's just getting back to what I would say what Gage Kuzmic can be. And I thought he played an outstanding game last night because he also got on the defensive side. Many of you have seen, you know, Kai can do a lot of things on the football field, right? He's catching passes. He's playing safety. He's catching punts. He's catching kickoffs. So he's a very well-rounded player. He had an outstanding game last night. And, you know, and Brady's done a really nice job for us. Brady works hard. He's got a really nice arm, a very accurate arm, and he's a good leader for us. So, you know, I think there's not an exact, this is exactly how we're going to do it. In the end, we did score, 26.
26. Yeah.
We had the ball inside the 10 and got stuffed there on a fourth down. We had the ball inside the 20 and got stuffed on a fourth down, right? And if we'd have gotten our two-point plays, right, we could have scored 40. Mm-hmm. You know, so you get up this morning, you think, you know, we still probably moved the ball pretty well over. I don't even know the stats. I didn't look at them. But, I felt for the most part, I thought maybe we could run the ball a little better than we did last night. And, you know, some of that might fall into play caller, which would be me. Got to do a better job of calling those plays. Just some execution, right? We had a couple drops last night early in the game, right? We had some men open, uncharacteristic drops. We missed a couple receivers. But, you know, these kids are kids. They have worked really hard, and I'm really proud of the effort they have put in. And I look for us to improve as we move forward in the season.
Special teams and defensive touchdowns can go a long way to kind of flip a game, and that was the story to start the second half for Frontier. They got a pick six, and they got a kickoff return for a touchdown. So as a coach, how do you kind of talk to your team after those types of plays? Because it's not like they marched down 90 yards and scored a touchdown on your guys, but they got a really nice play to and a one-play big touchdown. So how do you kind of recover off of that and go into the next drive?
Well, obviously, those are killers. I mean, they really are. They're absolute killers. Our defense did not give up a point in the second half last night. Okay, the two-point play. But, you know, I think Frontier's offense is a very talented offense. So, obviously, the kickoff return was, you know, that's just it. You go back and look. If you give up some kind of return or get a kick blocked or something like that, you lose the special teams. The chances of you winning the game are pretty tough. So that was, you know, that was kind of a backbreaker. You know, the pick six, just something that happens. Maybe we had a mistake on the route that was run, which we did. And probably not the, you know, anyway, I'm not blaming anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a great return, right? The kid made a great return. You know, you think about the game last night. You know, they have a kickoff return, which we got to do a better job there, right? They have a interception return for a touchdown. And then they have like a 75-yard quarterback keep. You know, so those are great individual plays by that team. And the touchdown that they scored, their second touchdown on a fade to our end zone, we had a man right there. Trinity Case was right there. They both caught it. And I thought, you know, that offensive player, Winkler, is a really nice player, just took it away. But our man was there. So, you know, they had four really big plays in that game last night. And, you know, that's football, right? You got to make big plays. And they made a few more than we did.
Yeah, we saw Chase Winkler make some really nice plays in the sectional game last year against Carroll when we covered that game. But go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I was also going to kind of add on to that. Absolutely. Just some great athleticism. And coming into the season, you lost a lot of athleticism in your line. And that was kind of one of the things that people don't really take into account a lot of times too, is, you know, yeah, granted the quarterback's throwing the ball, but, you know, there's got to be some people to keep him open and everything like that, keep him from getting hit. What did you see last night that you liked in your line? Because I knew there were a lot of question marks coming in as far as just new roles and new responsibilities for the kids.
Well, I thought our offensive line actually played pretty well. Our left tackle, Andrew King, of course, is a freshman. I thought he had an outstanding game. Jackson Wells, our left guard, has been one of our best linemen all through camp. Our center is Brody Atkins, and he didn't really play last year. He has played before. I thought he had a nice game. Drew Thatcher is our right guard, and Drew's a two-way player for us. And then our junior, Hayden Patton, I thought played a nice game. So, you know, overall, we had a couple protection errors that were very fixable. We just didn't quite get it done, and hopefully we'll get better at that. You know, on the D-line last night, I thought we had a nice performance out of Carson Neal, first-year player. We did miss Hunter Cooper last night. We did. I'm not going to deny that. You know, we miss him on both sides of the ball, so hopefully we'll get Hunter back this week, and that'll help us out. But, you know, overall last night, I thought we had some outstanding performances, not only on the line, but I thought outside linebacker Kyson Abinga really had a fine game as an outside linebacker last night. And then our two inside linebackers last night, Braylon Hillman and Alex King, a new position for him. And we had a nice contribution from Ryder Mitchell as well.
And looking ahead, you've got Frankfort this week coming up, even though Saturday, you know, everybody's going to be kind of relaxing all throughout the county and making their travels and everything. But looking ahead to Frankfort, we got to cover them last night. They like to run the ball, and they really like to run the option. So what's kind of going to be the focus from your standpoint after, you know, the weekend and everybody comes back and is more rested physically and mentally?
Well, Frankfort's in the same boat we are right now, right? They're 0-1, so everybody's searching for that first victory. So I don't care what the score was last night. They're going to be a dangerous team. They're going to be fired up to play the first home game. Certainly Clinton Central has a very fine team, right? I watched that film already. They've got a very fine team. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge. I'm assuming that Frankfort can throw a little bit more than they have, but maybe not. You know, they ran it quite a bit. They've got some good running backs there. They got some size in their line. They got a couple linemen, I'm not going to say here publicly, that I really like. I think they're really good players. And, you know, so anytime you get into a county game like that, you know, there's going to be some emotion into it. I'm sure our boys will be ready to play, too. You know, you just got to, whether you win, lose, or draw, right, whatever, on Friday night, it takes a day or two to flesh out what you did on Friday. You know, for coaches, you got to move on quicker. But for the players, you know, we'll be ready to go Monday to move on to Frankfurt. And, you know, for us, our JV season starts Monday night as well. And then our junior high season actually started last Thursday night, and they were able to get a win. So, you know, we're excited about where we're at, and it'll be a good challenge for us this week. Right? You've got to be able to go on the road. If you're going to be a good team, you got to be able to win on the road. So Frontier last night, I thought, won on the road. Give them credit, and let's see if we can go out and win on the road this Friday.
Talking to Clinton Prairie head coach Kurt Schlicker, and I did want to bring up some sad news for you guys. Connor Rios had season-ending surgery and will be unable to play his senior season. And he got injured last year, and your heart kind of breaks for him. Just talk about what Connor has meant for this team and what he's been for you guys.
Well, you know, Connor was injured last year in the Frontier game, about play three of the game. And missed the entire season, was able to rehab, and he came back at the end of basketball, played a little basketball, and then it was able to enjoy his track season. So, you know, he'd worked hard, he'd lifted, he'd been, you know, Connor's at everything, right? He shows up all summer long at everything we do. And then he got hurt in our little scrimmage, our Gopher Day scrimmage, and which was the other knee. Wasn't the one that was repaired last year, and very similar injury. And, you know, you ask yourself sometimes why. I don't have a good answer. I told the team, there must be a reason, right? So some reason he's just not going to be able to play. So great kid. I know that the doctors were very encouraged yesterday after surgery that he'll be able to make a full recovery. And I know that's important for Connor because, you know, whether he plays basketball, I know he wants to be run track this spring. So it's hard. You know, I felt bad for our seniors last night. You know, our seniors have worked hard. They really wanted that win last night. You know, your home opener, your senior year, that means a lot. And to not have Connor be able to play, I think, was an emotional thing. And, you know, they wanted to win it for Connor, and they weren't able to get that done last night. But, you know, one game doesn't define a season. It just doesn't. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that win their first game. Like I said, it aren't really very good teams, but they did win their first game. And there's teams that lost last night are really pretty good teams. So we're not sure what we are right now. I like the character of this team. I like the fight of this team. And, you know, every team has its own personality. And our seniors have done a really nice job. We're really pleased with our juniors. We have a really nice freshman class this year. So I would publicly also like to thank my coaches. Sean Wines has just done an outstanding job. Lucky to have Tom Potts still doing it. Tom's been doing it for a long time, right, helping us out there at Prairie. Troy Clark came back this year after a few years of being out of football. He's an old Frankfurt coach as well. He's out there helping us out. Lance Pickerell, he's come over to help us out there at Clint Prairie. We have Chase Lay, who does a good job. And then Connor's brother, Corbin, has stepped in and become our JV head coach. So I've got a really nice group of men who help us out, and they're really good with our boys. And, you know, today was I did this today. I made it optional to come in for film, and, you know, they're there. The players are there, so that's a good sign. I mean, that's really good. Just kind of seeing, you know, how much does it matter to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're there this morning, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, a lot of times you talk about the 24-hour rule. You get 24 hours to kind of be upset after a loss. It seems like your guys have kind of made it a 12-hour rule, and they're ready to get back to it and watch the film and see how they can get better.
Well, you know, you can lose a game, but really if you learn, right, you either win or you learn. So hopefully our boys are learning this morning, and we'll come back next week. And, you know, we're going to give it our best shot. You know, I was proud of our boys. We've talked all year about being better each and every week. And, you know, were we better when we scrimmaged ourselves? The week following when we scrimmaged Southmont. Were we better last night when we scrimmaged Southmont? You know, in many ways we were. And like I said, we missed a couple guys last night that did scrimmage in the Southmont thing. So, you know, our goal will be to be a better team than we were last night, and I'll be surprised if we're not next Friday night.
Yeah, talking about the game next week against Frankfurt. You guys will play at Frankfurt. It'll be their home opener. Did you see any – you talked about watching that film against the Clinton Central Frankfurt team. What did you see from Frankfurt? Obviously talked about some of the good running backs, but what else did you see?
Well, you know, I've met Coach Kinsey this summer. I really like him. A nice man. He's going to do a great job down there. You know, I really don't know his background. So anytime you go into a situation where you really don't know a coach, generally as coaches are creatures of habit, right? We kind of play the same all, the same D or whatever. You know, just watching the film, just trying to get a feel for what kind of defense they're going to play. And they showed a few different looks, you know, what kind of offense. You know, they've got some different formations. They got some unbalanced formations right there. They played a couple different quarterbacks, right? They got different guys running the ball. So, you know, I'm sure they're kind of like us. They're still trying to figure out exactly what they are. You know, we do these summer scrimmages anymore, and it kind of gives you an idea, but it's still not a game, right? Mm-hmm. It's still not live. It's still not full go. So I think most coaches today probably learned a lot about their team last night, and I'm sure he did too. And And just like all of us, you know, I don't know if they came out of that game healthy or not. That means a lot, right, what your health is when you're getting ready for the next week. But, I think he's a sound coach, right? He's going to want to run the ball because when you run the ball, you control the clock, right? And if you can control the clock, then that helps your defense and it keeps your defense off the field. So, you know, for us to win next Friday night, there's no doubt after watching, we're going to have to be able to control their running game. You know, if they're able to get 5 yards and 5 yards and 5 yards, that's going to be really tough to win. So, you know, I would say that's objective number one for us, would be able to stop their run. But that doesn't mean they can't throw it. So we can't just sell out completely to that. And then obviously for us on offense, we left some points out there last night. We did. So we got to find a way to finish those drives and make those scoring plays. And we got to be able to get our 2-point plays a little bit better.
This is head coach Kurt Schlicker with the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Coach, we appreciate you coming in, and we wish you good luck next week. We look forward to covering your game against Clinton Central in a couple of weeks in the Corn Bowl. And get healthy, and good luck next week.
Well, I want to tell you, a lot of people say, hey, Coach, I heard you. But without you guys, this is really great the way you guys support the local teams. And I know a lot of people listen here on Saturday mornings and around. So I want to thank you guys for the coverage, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. We truly appreciate it. That's head coach Kurt Schlicker with the Clinton Prairie Gophers. That'll do it for our first episode of Inside the Huddle. Kyle wants to wish his mom hi and good morning. So if you missed any part of today's show, you can listen back tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the Inside the Huddle replay. We'll post it on Spotify under Inside the Huddle. It'll be up on Clinton County Daily News as well. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Inside the Huddle. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam. We're saying so long, everybody.